Hi, everybody. This is the one and only Mr. Dennis Diaz, COO of Desi Camping Adventures. And today we're going to be actually talking about that thing. Yeah, I'm not a singer. You guys know this. Come on now. But you know that we need out there firewood. It's really important to have that. Everything from every single hiker, backyard holes, and then cozy nice by the fire. You need some firewood out there. Now, do know that firewood is not all created equal. And that's one of the things that I actually learned when I started camping. I thought, hey, just grab a piece of log, throw it in there, fire it up, and that is the done deal. And guess what? Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not the way it works. I wish it was that easy, but that's why the more you do it, the more you learn, and it's called experience. So one of the things that I actually learned is that there's different type of firewood. Of course, you got stuff like maple. Oh, I love maple. Cherry. Have you ever burned cherry wood? They use it a lot, applewood, cherry. They use that a lot when it comes to smoking, and the smell that it makes when it's burning. And oh man, I love it. You also got oak, hickory, ash, birch. All those are actually hardwoods. And the good thing about those woods is they actually learn 2 to 3 times longer than pine. And you know, we're going to be talking about pine too. We're definitely going to be talking about pine. But the thing is that those hardwood, oak, maple, hickory, ash, birch, number one, if it's seasoned, it's going to burn nice and hot. It's going to burn long. And it's not going to generate a whole bunch of smoke. Unlike pine, for example, where it's more oily and it burns a lot faster. And it creates a lot more smoke as well. So that's why when I started doing the wood department and I learned about the difference between the woods and what's best out there, I started to use, I don't sell pine wood. Or I made sure that the supplier that I have that supplies me with the good old firewood is actually going to be using old hardwoods, and there's no pine in there because I don't want it to burn fast. When I created the wood department and every other department in Desi Camping Adventures, I want to make sure that we are selling nothing but the best out there, you know, because you guys buy your wood. Some people actually use it for the chimneys. I got a story on that actually pretty soon. Some people use it for the chimneys, burning fire outside, then wood stoves as well. So it has a lot. It's really important that I sell my customers, and that's why they rely and depend on me. They trust us. It's because they know for a fact. I got a wood rack outside too. Super cool. I sell bundles of firewood for $5. And they trust us. They know that for only $5, they're going to get a really nice bundle of firewood. And they're going to be able to burn in no problem and the whole 9 yards. That's why it makes it a whole lot of fun. And I tell you what, too, the firewood industry, I didn't even know this. Did you guys know that this is an $8 billion industry in the United States? Firewood. Who would have thought? Firewood. The stuff that we burn is an over $8 billion industry. And it's always, regardless of season, it's also in high demand. Because, of course, you use it to make your fire pits, the whole 9 yards, burn, baby, burn. But also, people use it in the winter to heat up their houses and the chimney and so on. You know, Santa wants a chimney nice and flaring. Maybe not, because maybe Santa will burn on the way down to the chimney. By the way, Christmas is coming. Next month, man. Next month is Christmas. Holy Lordy. Now, it's not, like I talked before, it's not just grabbing a piece of firewood, throwing it into the fire, and you are, boom, good to go. You got to know If the firework season, I keep saying that. I know it does not mean that you're gonna put a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, maybe a little bit of paprika over there to make it a little spice and a little bit more smoky. No, that's not what I mean by seasoning the wood. Where the process of actually seasoning the wood is letting it dry out. You have to let it dry. Now, when I said it's already seasoned, I already dried it out. Everything's good to go. Pick up, burn, baby, burn. But if you're getting wood out there, wood contains a lot of moisture inside. So it's really important to let it dry out. One of the key things that you can look at that it will show you that the wood is getting dried out, it's getting ready. Number one, you can go on Amazon, spend $20 and get a detector. It has two sprungs you put into the wood, and it'll tell you how much moisture there is inside. But also the quick telltale sign says, look for cracks in the wood. If you get, let's say, a firewood bundle, or you just got some wood over there in the backyard and the side, look at the ends and see if you start noticing some cracks at the end. That will tell you that it's getting seasoned. And it probably is going to be good. The more cracks you have, the better it's going to be burning. The reason for that is that when the firewood actually start losing all that moisture, it actually cracks. So it's really important. Some suppliers out there, they sell the wood green. The good thing about green wood is that you can buy a sheep. You can definitely buy a sheep. The opposite of that is that you need to let time dry it out to be able to burn, because it could have even a 50% moisture. That thing is not gonna burn, man. You know how many times I have served a customer and he buys bundles and so on, and in the backyard he has like two cores of wood. I'm like, brother, what is this, brother? You have like two cores of wood, maybe a little bit more. Why? I don't understand. Why are you buying wood from me if you have plenty in the back? And they'll be like, that's green wood, man. Somebody sold me this thing and it doesn't even burn. I'm like, oh, damn. So you're gonna leave it there for about 6 months to a year to, by next season, you're gonna be able to burn it, right? It's like, yeah, I don't even freaking want it because they get frustrated. That's why. Quality. If you are listening to this and Desi Camping and RV Life or Entrepreneurs or wherever you're listening this from, the fact of the matter is that always sell quality, man. Is your reputation is what you can maybe get away with lying to somebody and do a quick sale, but a quick sale is not gonna be a great return. I mean, keep things honest with your customers because you want them, you want to gain a good reputation, you want them to come back. That's the whole purpose of it, you know? If you are doing business, yeah, you can lie and this and that. But even the Wolf of Wall Street got busted. So just do things the right way. That's gonna make it better and easier for everybody across the board. And always put yourself in the customer's shoe. Would you like it? Somebody lied to you, man? You don't want that crap. So why do it to somebody else? You know, do it right. And in general, the hardwoods out there, one thing that I've been noticing is that, yeah, you can buy a campsite because of the convenience, probably gonna be anywhere from $7 all the way up to $15, and I even seen them at Walmart for $8. I'm like, what the hell? Little ass bundle of wood? You out here selling it for how much? We went to a gas station, right? And I saw bundles of wood. So I'm like, hey, let's check the price. Why not? Little ass bundle of wood, man. They had that thing for $20. It's small. I mean, like, what are you gonna do with this? You know, when you go to the gas station and they got bundles of wood and so on, so small for $20. I'm like, no, that's not how you do things around here. So, Orban does that. That's a camping adventures in located in 330 Chase Parkway in Waterbury, Connecticut. They're actually pretty big bundles. I guarantee you that each bundle is gonna create hours of fire, and it's gonna be hot. No, this, oh, it just burned and so on. It's actually gonna be super cool, and that's what we like. And one thing that we actually doing now that I'm talking about, they actually, before even I tell you guys about all this, another thing that happened a couple of weeks ago was that I was taking a shower, right? Oh, woohoo! Hopefully you take showers, you know. But the fact that that would be a stinky situation. But the fact of the matter is, I got a Ring camera, and somebody ran the Ring doorbell, ting 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 ting. I'm like, hey, what's going on? So on. He's like, hey, I want to buy some wood. Can I talk to you for a minute? So here I am, just drying myself up, putting the old pants on, horn and jars, go downstairs, open the door to talk to the gentleman, you know? And he was almost to the point of crying, asking me, hey, listen, I have a wood stove. It's really cold out here. And it wish it was, man. It was like the temperature, I don't know where it went for, like summertime, whoop, dropped all the way down to freaking freezing weather. Like, oh, man, not even a warning, just here we go, baby. But the fact of the matter is, he was like, hey, almost to the point of tears, saying, hey, it's really cold out there. I got a wood stove. I don't get paid until Friday. If there's any way that you can have me give me 2 bundles until Friday so I can warm myself up, warm myself and my family up. And one thing that I like about the CEO, Sal Diaz, is that when it comes to stuff like this, including myself, he doesn't hesitate. It's no problem. One thing that I learned when you're going in the long term on business is everybody, treat everybody like family, man. If somebody was out there cold and wants to warm up the family, why not? Like, by all means, if you are able to help, help. Why would you create a great company like this and not help people? That's like insane, man. So therefore, he came out. I told him, hey, so how many bundles do you need, brother? And he was like, 2 will be more than enough for now. I'm like, cool, nah, screw that. Take 4 bundles here. I'll help you load it to the car. No questions, like, hey, I can give you a want to take a picture of my license and so on and so on. Like, nah, we don't play that around here, man. We don't want to do any of that. Because the fact of the matter is, look, so I gave a lot of cores of wood. I bundle it up, make sure they're good quality and nice, big, good piles, bundles of firewood, and I sell it. I do make a profit. It's not a super duper holy crap, I'm gonna be rich out of this core type of profit. But we do make profit, you know, gotta make profit. So therefore, $20, let's say that the person was just blowing hot air, they'll take $20 worth, 4 bundles, and never come back. What did I lost? Tell me, what did I lost? $20? Really? We're gonna have the opportunity to be able to help somebody. He was telling the truth, which he was, by the way. But for $20, really, is it that bad out there that you cannot help somebody? It's $20, 4 bundles of wood, not even money, bundles product. Of course I'm going to help. Are you kidding me? So, and I told him too, hey, listen, I'm not even going to charge you, bro. Freaking go ahead. Here, boom. We loaded toward the car, and he took off. He was happy as hell too. And he said, yeah, I'll be back on Friday and pay you. And like, and I'm not charging you. I want to do it on my behalf, on the behalf of the CEO, and Desi. We just want to help you, man. It's really cold out there. We know this, man, because I'm freezing my Puerto Rican butt off, but it's good to help, you know? And he's like, no, nonsense. I'll be back on Friday. And I let it go. I actually completely forgot about it. You know, when you do something and then you continue running business, family life, the whole nine yards, you don't even think about it. Like, yeah, no problem. I kept doing my bundles of wood, putting it in the wool rack so everybody stays nice and warm, and the whole nine yards. Now, before then, on Friday, it was definitely on Friday, he came in and he rang the doorbell again. So I went downstairs. This time I wasn't taking a shower. Ha ha! I went downstairs and answered up. Hey, brother, what's going on? This and that. It's like, hey, here, look, I'm here to pay you. I'm like, bro, I told you I'm not charging you. I just wanted you to be nice and warm and your family nice and warm, bro. Like, no. Not a lot of people, not a lot of businesses do this type of stuff. I want to make sure that I pay you. And also, you never know. You're gonna be, hopefully, you guys get even bigger that you guys can even keep moving forward because what you guys did for me and my family is amazing. I appreciate it. And what can I put the money at? Do you want me to give you to your person or? I'm like, no, they say, I'm okay. That's the cash box. You can just drop it there and. That is it. It's nice and easy, you know. And I tell you what, we've been doing this for over a year, and nobody thus far, knock on wood, toot, 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 knock on wood, nobody has stole anything from us. And we are in Waterbury, Connecticut, bro. Like, if you know, man, if you know, girl, I tell you how. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. But the fact of the matter is, when you treat people like family, everything works a lot better. So, no, you wouldn't. You don't gotta be a wood connoisseur, expert from DoorDash and so on. But do know that hardwood and softwoods, such as pine and so on, does make a difference when you are burning. If you want something that's gonna burn really hot, that is gonna burn a lot longer, then go with hardwood. And you can always ask the person who is selling you the wood, hey, what type of wood is this? Also, you can take a picture of the wood, put it on Google. Chances are it will give you a good general idea of what type of wood it is. I don't know everything. I tell you what, some of the times I have to use Google. You know, you learn by experience, by doing, by making mistakes, by falling down, getting back up, and the whole nine yards, man. But I'm telling you, oh, and speaking of which, one of the things that we're doing now, because I want to expand, I noticed when it was my son, a 5 years old, Hunter, that we created these bundles of wood things. He wanted to have a lemonade stand in front of the house. And I'm like, really? Oh, cool. You know, you gotta teach the kids business and how to treat people and the whole nine yards. Yeah, books are great, but get in the floor and do the action. Put in the work. I don't care how old you are, put in the work. It's gonna help you later on in life. So therefore, I started getting my first cord of wood and I split it up. Some of it goes to my campsite. The other is for personal use, you know, because even in the back of my house, I got a really big yard and we burn firewood and put a projector. It's like a driving, camping, theater type of thing. It's really cool, man. The kids love it. I love it too because seeing them play and have fun is freaking awesome. One of the things of the parents, I'm pretty sure a lot of you can relate, like the best part of being the parents. A parent is actually watching your kids grow up. The worst thing of being the parent is actually watching your kids also grow up, you know? But it's amazing. So I was doing the bundles for the campsite and so on, and Hunter came out saying, hey, how about we sell them? I don't want to sell lemonades. I want to sell wood. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's give it a shot. So I bought a wooden wool rack. Put it in there, a very small one, and I did a couple bundles, put it outside, boom, sold. I'm like, what? So I did a little bit more, boom, sold. And before all that, I tell the CEO, hey, bro, I want to sell some wood outside. I'm like, I mean, you can try. He was like, hey, you can try, but I don't think it's gonna be a good hit over here. Like, hold my beer. Oh yeah, watch this. And it started selling. So I went for a small rack. I got this eight footer that can fit like about $200 of wood at a time. And it's always selling out. And the thing is that, yeah, at first, I still get new customers by all means. But a lot of my customers, they repeat, or it's also word of mouth. Hey, if you're looking for firewood, man, you gotta see this guy. This is your guy. Don't go to no gas station. Don't go to Walmart. Don't go to the just this guy. This is your guy. I'm like, damn, bro. Yeah, I love you guys. And the ladies too. They buy firewood. Oh yeah, they know how to make fire. That's for damn sure. So, I started selling the wood and the whole nine yards, and actually really well. We're still doing it, and that brings me to now. Over here in my house, it's been doing great selling firewood, $5 bundles, and so on. I want to expand. Now, I'm not going to buy locations. One thing that I learned that this is a great opportunity for other people as well. So, what I want to do is I want to invite you to sell firewood. Now, I got a business model that I'm actually trying out, and I would love you guys to actually be the ones to try it out with me. And this is my proposal right off the rip, right here, right now. Now, to start with, I'm doing this anywhere in the state of Connecticut. We will be doing this definitely in a lot more states as we continue to expand the Zicampin Adventures, continue to expand. But so right now, I gotta do it somewhere local in the at least within the state. So in the state of Connecticut, this is how this is gonna happen. I'm gonna, if you're a business owner or you own your own home, also if you rent, that's fine, but I'm gonna have to have permission from the landlord stating that we can actually do this, okay? Because gotta do it right, gotta be respectful, fair is fair. But if you own your home or you're a business owner or you can get permission for your landlord, I would like to put a wood rack in front of your property where it can be seeable by everybody and people buy wood. Now I bring in the wood rack. I bring in the whole, I set up the whole entire nine yards. I bring in the wood already bundled up, ready for sale. I even make sure that I restock the wood, the whole nine yards, at the care of the branding, at the care of the marketing. You take care of just smiling and receiving a commission check. And the way that this is gonna work for everybody that is watching me now live and everybody that's gonna be listening to this is actually really simple. So I take care of everything. Everything across the board. And in return, you get a 20 cent, huh? Like, hold up. You get a 20% commission from everything that you sell on your wood rack and the whole nine yards. So let's say you sell $100 a week, that's $20 a week, so on and so on. But I tell you right now, especially as starting, it's not gonna go as fast, but based on my experience, especially if you get a lot of traffic out there, trust and believe, that's not gonna last long. You can easily get $100, $200, $300. It all really depends. A 20% commission. That's exactly how I'm doing it. In short. And it will work out. It's not gonna make you rich. It's not gonna make you poor. You're not putting anything up front. I'm doing absolutely positively everything. Nothing for you to worry about. But it's gonna bring you a little bit of passive income as well. So that is completely my proposal for anybody that is in Waterbury, Connecticut. Not necessarily Waterbury, but in the state of Connecticut. That's exactly what I'm doing. So I bring the wood rack. I bring the wood, cash box, freaking cash apps, and everything. They can pay online. They can pay by putting cash in the box and the whole nine yards. You get a full report of everything that happened in your rack. You also get my phone number. Let's say that you had a customer that wants $100 worth, and it happens a lot, a lot. You'll be surprised, a lot that want $100, $200, $300 worth of wood. By all means, I'll package that stuff up. I will deliver it, and you still get your 20% commission. No lie, no nonsense. Nice and easy. This is no multi-level marketing or no other nonsense. And your customer is your customer. Like, for example, let's say that you got this customer that is coming from you, that bought wood from you. Then from there, they'll have my contact information as well, so they can, they can get the wood directly, delivered directly on the whole nine yards. But the customer and that information goes in your data. So again, it's pretty much like an Excel spreadsheet. I know your customers are gonna be there. So whether you are there or not is irrelevant. Every time that customers buy 100, 200, or whatever the case is, worth of wood at the delivery, automatically that goes on your books. You still get your 20%, the whole nine yards, without even having to keep track of customers and the whole nine yards. Remember in the beginning that I said that I like doing things honestly because I'm not here for a short time. I'm here for the long run. This is how you build some of these relationships. You know what I mean? You got to keep everything honest. And for everybody out there that would like to have a little bit of passive income, you're not paying anything upfront or ever. I take care of absolutely, positively everything. And you want to make a little extra money, this is one of the ways. And you never know. I will give it a shot and see where the camping adventures take us. Dun, dun, dun. Gotta have fun, man. Gotta have fun. But yeah, if you guys will be interested on actually having Desi Camping and then adventures, how set up a wood rack, you get 20% commission on whatever you sell. By all means, your wood rack sales, your location sales, by all means, just give me a call or a text at 203-519-6008. My name is Dennis, COO of Desi Camping Adventures, and my number is 203-519-6008. You can also go to DesiCampingAdventures.com and go ahead, fill out the questionnaire right there, and I will be getting in contact with you. That's DesiCampingAdventures.com. And again, my number is 203-519-6008. And let me know what you guys want me to talk about the next topic. Desi Camping Adventures been doing really well. And the CEO, I almost said COO, but the CEO, the founder of the company, actually asked me to do something really cool. So, of course, he knows I'm a Marine combat veteran. Oh, yeah, he definitely knows. Rah-ha. But the fact of the matter is that he asked me to set up with Desi to branch on something with Desi to be able to help the military and families out there with a 401c3, have an actual charity that is branched from Desi Camping Adventures that is gonna be helping out the military and a lot of other cool stuff. So there's a lot more that coming on the way. We started this from scratch. It is a startup. It's doing really well. Thank God. And thank you guys, of course, for being the supporters. And we're going to continue to improve. Everything we do is because of you, because your families are worth it. And we want to make sure that whenever you guys go on vacation, you guys go ahead and be like, yep, we are contacting Desi. Everything, my RV, my campsite, my boat, whatever the case is, it's already rented. It is confirmed. I have nothing to worry about because Desi Camping Adventures, they give results. And I know it's going to be a heck of a great adventure. That being said, everybody, I know Thanksgiving is going to be next Thursday. Oh boy, here we go. I will be doing another podcast before Thanksgiving. Maybe Camping on Giving. Dun, dun, dun. Or something like that. But the fact of the matter is, please be careful out there. I was yesterday at Walmart, and man, people even started fighting over TVs, man. Remember back in the day when we used to have Black Friday, and it was so cool. It was like an event after the event, and someone, but then people started fighting, robbing people, and they messed the fun up. Now they're doing it on a freaking weekend, a week before Thanksgiving, and they started with the nonsense again, man. Like, everybody, there's plenty of freaking TVs out there, okay? They're not gonna run out, and if they do run out, they're gonna ship more. It's all coming from China anyway, so they're gonna have plenty of it. They need to move the freaking product, okay? The only way they're gonna move it is by having you guys buying it. That's the way it works. They're gonna still have a whole bunch of nonsense at the whole nine yards. So therefore, there's no reason to be pushing and shoving anybody. The TVs are gonna be there and everything's gonna be fine. So please, I know that you guys are way better than that. You guys are my people. You guys are my adventurers, man. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. But please take care of yourself and your families, man. It's really important. I wanna be able to see you guys at opening season, camping season, boating season, and have a whole lot of fun with you guys. And it's gonna be amazing. But please take care of yourself, each other, unless it's gonna sound like what's his name? Oh, Jerry Springer, right? Well, take care of yourself and each other. Really cool guy, really cool guy. But anyways, I love you all. Please take care of your families. Have a great Thanksgiving if you guys don't get to hear me on the next podcast coming up. And I love you all. Please be safe out there. And if you need wood, 330 Chase Parkway, Waterbury, Connecticut, I'm there 24/7 selling wood. Also, if you want to have your own wood rack, make 20% commission on something that you don't even need to do yourself because everything is done for you. By all means, give me a call, 20 or a text at 203-519-6008, or go to desicampingadventures.com, and I'm gonna be more than happy to help you. The only way that I'm gonna be successful in life is by helping other people also become successful. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, there's no shortage of success. There is none. I wish you guys nothing but the best. I wish you guys nothing but the best of success, whatever that means to you. And I love you. I love your families. And we're going to have a whole lot of fun. This is Dennis Diaz, COO of Desi Camping Adventures. And stay strong. Enjoy.